Homily for Monday, May 17th. I'd like to reflect with you on our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. I find it really engaging for many reasons. First of all, there's a refreshing quality to the young church. It's young, it's new, and it's still very much finding its way in this world. Paul bumps into disciples who haven't a clue about the Holy Spirit. He does some good follow-up and helps these disciples recognize there's more to their lives as disciples of Christ than repentance and sorrow for their sins. They're encouraged by what Paul has to say, accepts its truth, and then, in their own living experience, come to know the Spirit's presence in their lives. Luke describes them as, quote, speaking in tongues and prophesying. Now, prophesying, I understand. It's what the prophet does. He speaks God's heartfelt reaction to what's happening in the world. The prophet has become so intimate with God that he can speak out God's feelings about how God's people are living. But I must confess, I really don't understand what is meant by speaking in tongues. It's spoken of frequently in the Acts of the Apostles and in Paul's letters, so I don't doubt the existence or the legitimacy of speaking in tongues. But I still don't get it. Biblical scholars tell us the phenomenon involved speaking languages not readily recognized or understood. And yet, there's real deep communication through the speaking in tongues. A true story. Once I was invited into a community of Catholic Pentecostals in Toronto. I was invited to attend their prayer service. We began in silence. Then, gradually, I heard sounds. Now, to me, they weren't coherent words, but uttered sounds. And that was the whole of my experience. The members of the community were utterly sincere in their faith. But their expressions of faith just did not communicate meaning to me, other than the undeniable sincerity of their faith. And just perhaps that may have been the intended communication, the deep down sincerity of their faith. Perhaps that was enough. But I remained very much an onlooker, even though I shared the same faith. That memory leads me back to that early Christian community and to Paul. It was a community very much in discovery mode, learning how God becomes present to them in their own lives. And so I want to say, they were people open both to God and to one another about what it meant to be disciples of Christ. And it is this that I find truly refreshing and encouraging. And I would want the very same for us, for our church and for our parish. I think their fresh and courageous openness to God and to God's presence to them in and through one another. I think that is itself a clear sign of the gift of God's presence in the Spirit. That we can approach one another as where the Spirit of God is actually, truly present and at work. That is a gift that changes everything. Then we recognize that God's presence is again taking on human mind, human heart and flesh, just as with Jesus. And then Jesus' return to us stops being some far-off future event. Rather, we become Jesus' return. In a wonderfully upside-down way, it's become Christmas in spring, Christmas in Easter time, and we have become the newborn Jesus.